Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sam Rice. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting third. The left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Malibu. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Blondie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Judge reaches second base with a double. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Greg Malibu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malibu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Bluge reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood fields the ball and throws to Thomas covering. Safe. Bluge scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder bunts towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Spencer moves to second. One out. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops it up and throws to first, with Crowder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin strikes out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Judge catches it and steps on first to double up Tate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive to center field. Barnes throws towards third. Ryan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ryan. Hayes moves to third. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-0 in the game. Crowder takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulevey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to third. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bludge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Barnes reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barnes scores. It's 3-1, Senators. Blondie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan is called out on strikes. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Woodward hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mulivy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Woodward scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judge moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Judge scores. Mainisch moves to third. It's 4-1, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Mainisch tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Senators. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris now playing left field. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Krause pinch hits for Blondie Ryan. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Tate moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Tate scores. It's 5-3, Senators. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Woodward hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Herb Jeffries now playing third base. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buddy Meyer pinch hits for General Crowder. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bump Hadley now pitching. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-3 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Malivi moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. West picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on West. Malivi scores. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. Jolly moves to second. It's Senators, 5, White Sox, 5. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil strikes out. 2 outs. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barnes moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Judge takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Whatwood is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malivi takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Malivi goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.